Thus, by acting rightly, yogins of the highest insight effect the ejection of consciousness in the bardo of the moment before death, and do not have to wander in the bardo state, but bypass it and attain liberation. Below them, a few experienced people recognize the luminosity of the dharmata after the bardo of the moment before death, and bypass and become Buddhas. Those below them are liberated in accordance with their karmic results at one time or another when the peaceful and wrathful projections appear in the bardo of dharmata during the following weeks. As there are many stages, they will recognize whichever is appropriate and attain liberation. But those whose good karmic results are weak and who have many veils of error and very bad karma must wander on down to the bardo of becoming. But as there are many showings, like the steps of a ladder, they will recognize at one or another and be liberated. But if those whose good karmic results are very weak do not recognize during the above and are overpowered by fear, there is a series of instructions in turn for closing the womb entrance and for choosing a womb entrance. So they will recognize at one or another, and trusting the object of meditation, attain the highest state of boundless virtue. Even the lowest of the low, like beasts, are turned back from the lower realms by the virtue of taking refuge. They will attain a precious human body complete with all the freedoms and good opportunities, and in their next life meet a holy guru, a spiritual friend, so they will get instruction and be liberated. If this teaching is received during the bardo of becoming, the instruction prolongs one's good karmic results, like putting a pipe into a broken water channel. It is impossible even for all great sinners not to be liberated when they hear this teaching. Why is this? Because during the bardo, both the compassionate invitation of all the peaceful and wrathful Buddhas and deities and the invitation of the tempters and negative forces come together. So just by hearing the teaching at this time, their attitude is influenced and they attain liberation. Influence is easy because the mental body has no basis of flesh and blood. However far they have wandered in the bardo state, they see and hear with subtle karmic supernatural perception, and they come. This is extremely helpful, for then they understand, and their mind is instantaneously influenced. It is like the device of a catapult, or like a huge tree trunk which cannot be moved by 100 men, but when it is put in water can be taken wherever one wants in a moment. It is like controlling a horse with a bridle. Therefore, one should approach all who have died, and if the corpse is present, a friend should read this reminder again and again until blood and pus come out of the nostrils. Meanwhile, the corpse should remain undisturbed. The observances for this are: animals should not be sacrificed for dedication to the dead person. In the presence of the corpse, friends and relations should not weep and mourn and make noise, which may be done elsewhere, and as many acts of virtue as possible should be done. As well as this teaching of the great liberation through hearing, it is very good if any of the other teachings joined to the end of this instruction are also read. One should read this continually and learn the word meanings and terms by heart. Then, when death is certain and the signs of death have been recognized, if one's condition allows, one should read it aloud oneself and contemplate it. And if one is not able to do that, it should be given to a Dharma brother or sister to read. For this reminder will certainly liberate, there is no doubt. This teaching does not need any practice. It is a profound instruction which liberates just by being seen and heard and read. This profound instruction leads great sinners on the secret path. If one does not forget its words and terms, even when being chased by 7 dogs, the instruction liberates in the bardo of the moment before death. Even if the Buddhas of the past, present, and future were to search, they would not find a better teaching than this. The bardo instruction which liberates human beings, the profound innermost essence, the great liberation through hearing. This treasure was discovered by the Siddha Karmalingpa in the mountain of Gampodar. May it benefit the Dharma and all sentient beings. Sarva Mangalam.